Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
We are here. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. Up first. When I met him, he was a local TV producer that I was matched with in Austin, Texas, and heck, we didn't even have to swipe right. Look where we are now.
Wow.
Here he is, producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, I want to give you an update real quick on all this laundry system that I did in my house. It's working fantastic.
What's the system?
The system is to give all my kids their own basket. They fill their dirty clothes. I do the laundry, but as soon as it's done, I dump it back in their room and they fold it. It's been, what, a month?
Do they fold it?
They fold it nice and neat. They hang it up on their hangers. Everyone but the baby.
Well, baby's got to get in line then.
He's only three. He'll get there.
All right, good to know. Next up, when I met him, he was working as a delivery driver for Jason's Deli. He had worked his way, as he says, all the way up to delivery boy number one.
Number two.
He was close. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Woo! Guys, the other day I was walking the dog early in the morning, and I had no idea this job still existed. Did you know they still deliver newspapers in the car? Someone drives by me, throwing newspapers out, and I was like, wow, people still get the newspaper delivered to their house. Amazing.
Yeah, they still do that.
Shocking.
Yeah.
So you didn't know the newspapers were still coming to houses?
I had no idea. I thought everybody did it online. I didn't know newspaper delivery person was still living. My mom used to do it, and so it brought back a lot of memories, and I was just like, good. I'm glad that guy's still out there delivering newspapers.
Nice. When I first met her, she was selling granite for a rock wholesaler. Still not sure what that means. Here she is, Amy!
Yeah. Okay, so I've been doing my Four Things podcast for years now, but I've never done it live before. And we announced that I'm doing my first live show in Wichita. And so I would appreciate if the veteran in this category, which is Bobby, I feel like you've done tons of live things, would offer me advice.
You just got to do it and mess up a lot. That's not the advice you want to hear, but you just got to do it. It'll be awesome. If you're in Wichita, you should go to this. Amy, the tickets go on sale Friday, right?
Friday at 10 a.m.
My only advice is go do it, and then when everything goes wrong, because some stuff will go wrong, just be like, all right, well, the next time will be even better. You just got to... Eddie and I played restaurants for 50 people. Fire alarms are going off.
Oh,
sandwiches
man.
Were being delivered while we were playing.
Equipment didn't work.
Everything goes wrong, but that's how you get better. You do it wrong, and you learn. And finally, we got a voicemail here to set me up.
I have an intro for Bobby. Standing in at 6'1" tall, the sugar craving, his band is raging from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Bobby Bones.
There we go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Nick in Wisconsin. That was awesome. Snake in the Grass is over. It's over. It's over. The final episode was on Monday. I don't know if we're going to do another season. We'll just wait and see. I don't know. Yeah, I've mentioned before, they spent a whole bunch of money on that show, not knowing that they were going to put it on USA Network. The show did wonderfully, and I'm very proud of it. Don't know if they can justify spending that money again if they put it back on USA, but I don't know anything. Hopefully, I'll find out when it comes to Peacock, and you can watch every episode on Peacock. But Snake in the Grass is now over. It was 8 episodes, and it was amazing. So thank you for the support. Yes.
How long until we find out if there's season 2?
I don't know.
Is there anyone we can call to help them?
I've already called.
Okay. Oh.
I have no idea. I'm just like, do we know anything?
Do we just call USA Network?
Do they have a number?
What about write letters?
Do we just call 1-800-USA?
It'll be in the paper, Lunchbox. So, order one to your house. Maybe you'll see it first.
All right.
All right, that's how we do it. We started the show. Hope you guys are good. Let's get going here. It's time for the mailbag. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Bobby Bones. My 6-year-old was being bullied in her new gymnastics class about her having a little belly. When my wife picked her up, she was in tears and she was so upset. Of course, rage overtook me, but I did not let her see it. It's the first time she's been picked on about anything, and she just can't understand why someone would say such mean things. How do you recommend handling this? My wife has a 3-strike rule and then pulls her out if the instructor's disciplinary actions don't fit. Well, my advice is to punch her in the mouth next time.
Oh.
Nip the bullying in the bud. My wife doesn't like the idea. I've been teaching her self-defense and boxing, so she has the skills to take up for herself, but she is too kind-hearted, it seems. Any advice? Thanks. Father of a bullied 6-year-old. You're going to deal with this her whole life. Even the coolest kids, and I say coolest with finger quotes because even the coolest kids get bullied at different stages. I was never a cool kid. I got bullied my entire life. Self-defense is that. It's to defend yourself physically if someone else is coming at you, trying to hurt you physically. So she doesn't need to use the punching, the boxing.
No.
If somebody hits her and she feels like she can't stop it, then she should use self-defense, but not in this situation. I think it's the education process of knowing why bullies bully. It sucks. I'm not going to act like it's fun, it's easy, but she's going to deal with this forever, and you're going to give her a Band-Aid for a situation that needs like long-term health. So people pick on you and bully you because they themselves feel insecure about something. That's the root of everything. If anything, it's to try to teach her that she should feel sorry for them. The bullies are losers. And that's how I'd say it at first. But then you go, you know what? They're not losers. They're just sad people. And so she should feel sorry for them. And you should teach her to hopefully be, and it's tough, either be extra nice back or just don't do anything at all. But not don't be mean. Don't confront. Again, if she's ever threatened physically, then you have to do what you have to do. You can tell the teacher, but I don't think you take her out for 3 strikes. I think now you start arming her with the tools for what's going to happen the rest of her life. And at 6, I'm sure it hurts, but it's probably the best time to start because you can't shield them from this forever. That's my advice. Educate her on why bullies bully and tell her how awesome she is. Amy?
I just had this exact conversation with my son because he was in a situation where he was definitely bullied, and I know the kid and I know what he's going through. And so I just had an honest conversation with my son about how that kid is hurting. And my son immediately had compassion, and I could see him say, oh man, yeah, oh wow, I do feel bad for him. And it's not that my son should have to endure that. I also talked to the parent. I went to the mom and we had a discussion, and I have compassion for the parents and what they're dealing with. So, because that could easily be my son that turns around and does it to somebody else. And so it's just learning to work together.
And it probably will be at some point.
Yes.
It's just going to happen to your daughter, sir. I don't like to have to say that, but it is. And it's not teaching her how to get away from it. It's teaching her how, when adversity hits, how to actually address it. Because it's going to come in many forms through her life. It stinks. And I mean, I got physically beat up a bunch as a kid too. But then what I did is I started doing people's homework, and I would take that money sometimes and I would pay people to go and beat them up, the other
Smart.
Person up. It's so, I didn't know self-defense, but what I knew was how to do homework and get $1 a page.
That's right.
And then I would hire people to go, and if somebody was pounding on me, to go and threaten or don't do that right now. But everybody's got to figure out their way out of the situation. But for right now, teach her, you know, you've heard the saying, hurt people, hurt people. I'm sorry you're going through this, but it will not be the first time. Doesn't mean it's any easier, but you can get through it, I promise you. No punching, no leaving class. Go tell the instructor, like Amy said. And thank you for the email, because a lot of parents are going through this right now. All right, that's that. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I saw this video on TikTok and the back of the SUVs opened up and I'm like, something's moving around. And then a bear crawls out of the SUV. And then the video goes into the, and it is destroyed. I mean, it is like, it was barely left standing. And we were, Eddie and I were in California the whole last weekend, and Eddie was looking for a bear the whole time.
That's all I wanted, man, to see a bear.
We went hiking one time. He jumped out of his skin. Ah! And then a woman comes around the corner walking. He's like, I thought it was a bear.
She was wearing a dark shirt.
Did you have bear spray?
No.
No.
What if y'all encountered one?
Yeah, we talked about
it. Well, we talked about it, and he was like, what do we do? We're supposed to go, like, run to it and lift our arms up. And be like, I'm like, no. That's if the bear is literally going to attack you. I said, what we would do is we'd slowly back away and just walk and get away from the bear.
That's not what you said. You said you would push everyone towards the bear and then run the other way.
That's if the bear started running.
Oh, okay.
I'd shove you toward it, because the bear only wants one of us.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. You'll get preoccupied with him.
Yes.
You go.
So we have on Vicky, whose SUV the bear was in. And Vicky, are you there?
I am.
So, hey, so wait, where were you when you found out this bear was in your truck?
I was in bed. I was at my cabin in Arnold, California.
And somebody wakes you up and goes, Vicky, somebody or something's in the truck, or they know it was a bear?
We had no idea. So at like 4:30 in the morning, Arnold's dead quiet, by the way. This is like the country. And I heard some honking. So I got up and I looked around and didn't see anything. So I went back to bed. And at 6:30, two of my girlfriends came in panic, saying that my car had like taken on a life of its own. Lights were coming on and off. It was honking. So then we went out to the balcony.
I mean, the hazards are on. It's like it's being stolen. Every signal in this truck, SUV, whatever you want to call it, is going off. And so did you leave it open or did the bear pop the back?
Oh, no. I opened that when we were trying to find out what happened. So the doors might have been unlocked, but he or she, it could have been a guy or girl, I don't know, opened the back door with their bear paw.
That's crazy. He opened the door. Opened the door. So the bear gets in, and guys, I wish I could explain to you what it looks like, but it's like the bear went in and ripped all the stuff from the top of the car, and there's metal hanging
down.
Oh, my gosh.
So then what do you, after the bear runs into the woods, then what do you do?
I was so stunned I couldn't even move. I just stood there. So I was up on the balcony of my house, and my two girlfriends run down. They open the doors, and I see, like, little pieces of garbage fall out, and that's where I say what I say in the video. But I had no idea that that was my car coming apart. I was not ready.
Yeah, and it
like,
looks...
not ready.
It looks like the car should... It's metal, guys. Yeah. I mean, this is how strong these bears are. So did the car drive fine? Did somebody come and tow it out of there? What happened?
No, you couldn't drive it. The whole dash is ripped out.
Oh, wow.
So we had to call a tow truck driver. This is a very bougie bear. I mean, he wanted a Range Rover, and he tried to drive it.
So what was in the Range Rover food or smell-wise that made him get into it?
Altoids.
Are you seriously?
What? Mints?
I mean, that is the only thing that was in there, and he didn't even touch them. Didn't even look at them.
Like you left a half rack of ribs and chilies or something in there.
Not a thing. I don't have little kids. We didn't eat in the car. There was nothing in there for it to get.
What did insurance say when you called and told them?
They could not believe it. They were just laughing and stunned. But it's covered, which is great.
Yeah, it's a bizarre situation. And I guess I thought that the back was... So somebody had to go and actually open the back while the bear was in there?
So we literally stood on that second balcony, like, stunned for about 7 to 10 minutes, wondering what was in the car. I mean, part of me thought maybe a tweaker.
Yeah.
Terrible. So I had no idea what was in the car, and I said, oh, I'll pop the hatch. And then we put on the TV or the telephone camera. And still nothing happened. It sat in there. It didn't realize that the hatch was open. So that's when my friend, who's a horse girl and very brave, moved the truck behind it to get its attention.
I feel like if I were going to have to go and open the hatch, if I knew a bear was in there, I would open it like I would light a firecracker. Like you run down, you light it, then you run as soon as possible so you don't get blown up. But that's a crazy story. So are people calling you? Have the news run this clip? Like what's happened with this clip since you posted it?
It went viral. I mean, it's got like over 2 million views, but no, nobody's called me. I actually had a California wolf spider land on me the next day, and that video got the Ring's attention, and they want an interview, which is funny, or on TV.
The Ring? What's that?
You know, the Ring cameras.
Oh, the cameras.
Oh, wow. So if weird stuff happens to you on a Ring cam, that's how you can make money.
Oh, so I need to get a Ring
cam. Do a Ring cam and have set up some weird stuff that happened to you on a Ring cam. Yeah. Well, Vicky, we really appreciate you calling and sharing your story with us. And
thank you, guys. That's very weird.
That's really weird. And we'll link it on our page so people can see it. But the bear's in the truck. And the bear probably did open the door handle. It's not this bear's first rodeo.
No.
And he likes luxury cars. Yeah. Well, Vicky, thank you. Hope you have an awesome day. And we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Okay, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Here's the thing, guys. I don't know why I say it. We'll talk to you soon. Well, I'll probably never talk to her again my whole
good
life.
Good point.
But I just am used to saying that on with people on the phone, like interviews and stuff. Like, all right, talk to you soon. And that felt like an interview more than it did a caller that was calling in. All right, talk to you soon. The narrator, they never spoke again. But that was awesome. Great story.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Terrence Sessions was gassing up his car when he looked and he saw a wallet laying in the middle of the road. And he was like, man, I got to get that wallet. You know, gas is expensive. So he goes out there, plays a real life Frogger. Woo, woo, dodging cars. Woo.
For those who don't know what Frogger is, it's an old, old game. It's like an Atari game where you're like, boink, boink, dodging cars coming through. Like, jump up, jump back.
Know.
Yeah.
You don't know what Frogger...
It's an arcade game. It was like in every
Pizza
Hut.
Well, she's also not a little boy.
Okay.
Not that all little boys, but I think most. Yeah. So it's probably an age and a boy thing. Go ahead.
So he finds the wallet and he finds an ID in it. And he had his daughter in the car. So he's like, what should I do with it? Should I just go turn it into the gas station? Should I just leave it, you know, just toss it in the trash? So nope. He put the wallet in his pocket. After he got done gassing up his car, he drove to the house. And it was a nurse that had dropped her wallet.
Mm.
Boom. So he was teaching his daughter something really nice, like, hey, when you find something, you return it.
Awesome. See the story about the woman who found all the money in the KFC sandwich?
No.
The box.
Don't tell me more.
Well, it turns out that was like their deposit. They put it in they gave her the wrong box. She took it back.
Wait. Why would you put money in a chicken box?
Well, what I think happens is you put it in a zipper thing. And then you probably put in a box of some. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't work at KFC.
It. Why would there be money in the chicken box?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they disguise it when they carry it out. It looks like they just have a bucket of chicken.
Good call.
So I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know if it's a bucket. I think it's a box.
Okay,
still,
question.
Same thing. They handed her the box to the window.
Question. If I keep that money, am I in trouble?
They probably never know.
Exactly.
No, not exactly, but I'm saying that was the great thing about it. She took it back.
What do you mean? You'd be on camera getting that bucket.
Yeah.
Box.
Whatever.
You'd be in trouble with your heart.
But how would they know which one it was?
Exactly.
They know it's like one of 10.
Well,
I'm not on your team. I'm just saying it's not as... they'd probably never know, and that's why I think it was great that she gave it back.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. I told you.
No. So both are good stories.
Yeah, but Terrence did that to teach his daughter, you know, hey, be responsible and turn things in.
There you go. And she did this to teach people who got chicken... turn money in.
Did they give her a reward?
I don't think so. Maybe they gave her a chicken coupon.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That would be nice. I don't know if that's true, though. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Morgan, a lot of listeners said they wanted to hear your story about you catching the person stealing your mail or trying to steal your mail. What happened?
Yeah, so I was at work, and I got a notification for my Ring doorbell camera. And I pull it up, and I look, and there's this orange Nissan Altima sitting in my driveway. Never seen that car in my life.
That's a bold car to be stealing. An orange Altima?
Yes.
Like, get a white one. Okay.
And I was shocked. I was like, maybe they're turning around. No, they're sitting there for several minutes. And then finally, my notification goes off again. And the passenger gets out of their car, goes to my mailbox, opens it up, looks for anything, and then closes it, runs back to the car, and they drive away.
So there was nothing in there, luckily?
Thank goodness nothing was in there, yeah.
So what do you do?
I filed a police report, and I mean, I'm hoping they find him. It's an orange car. There's not a lot of orange cars out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, get an automobile that is
more
is easily
neutral.
So a couple things. One, what people do, some people do that want to steal your identity, if they get into your mail and they can find anything with your social or part social address, that stuff's in your mail. So what they do is they try to steal your mail. Then they can have at least one or two data points to try to steal your identity. That's thing one. Thing two is they may just be trying to steal stuff. Like a porch pirate, but without the guts to go all the way up on the porch.
Yeah.
But not as good as stuff in the mail. maybe a check or something. But yeah, I'm glad you caught them. So what did the cops say, or what did they say when you called it?
They haven't said anything. And I did talk to my mailman about it happening. He was like, you can put up one of those locked mailboxes that they can't get into. And I did, because I hadn't done this before. I changed all of my statements over to electronic. So now they really can't get a hold of anything. It'll just be like junk mail in there.
That's the number one thing they advise people to do. If you can make it electronic, do, because it's hard for people to get that information if it's on the internet, especially people that are just driving around looking at mailboxes. But I'm glad you made that call, because they're not just doing this to you.
No,
this is somebody
people.
In the neighborhood or somebody in the town that's going to mailboxes trying to steal mail for one reason or the other. That's also very scary. They do it in the daytime, I guess, when everybody's at work.
Yeah, I guess they thought I wasn't there, but I just can't get over that I was an orange car. Like, they can find you very easily with an orange car.
Yeah, it'd be like somebody, you know, in a Chick-fil-A van. You'd be like, bro, you're driving the loudest vehicle that there is. Speaking of money, here's a story, because it does kind of give us an idea of what happens if this happens. And the whole story is, if somebody put extra money in Lunchbox's account, what would he do? He'd spend it. And he did spend it. Who'd that happen to here?
Me.
It was you.
Yeah, I went to the ATM and it accidentally said you had $450 extra dollars. Like, okay. So I bought a plane ticket to Vegas.
Right. And and eventually the bank came back and said,
you owe us this money. Yeah. But I was trying to tell them, money gone. Sorry.
But they said,
We're taking that money from you.
And so many times there's a story about somebody gets paid too much and Lunchbox is like, no, they should have to pay. Run. I'd move. I'd get an island. We're like, bro, it's $1,000. I'd still get an island. So here you go. Google accidentally paid a guy $250,000 3 weeks ago. It wasn't his money. And so he gets on Twitter and is like, hey, guys, I got this money. Google, please take it back. No one will answer. I can't get in touch with anybody. His name is Sam Curry. He's a staff security engineer in Omaha, Nebraska. So he says, it's been a little over 3 weeks since Google randomly sent me $249,999, and I still have not heard anything back. He said, I sent a support ticket. And then he tagged Google. Is there anything we can do? So he's like, it's okay if you don't want it back, but I'm just putting it out there. And so Google finally confirmed it had accidentally paid the guy the $249,999. It was human error, and they were going to retrieve the payment, which is what he wanted. So then an attorney jumped in on this, because this is often...
Yes. An attorney is going to agree with me and be like, dude, you could have kept that money. Let's go.
So, Peter Emlis with Vista Criminal Law, this is what he said. It's illegal to knowingly keep money that was accidentally deposited into your account. Spending that money is considered a form of theft, which could result in misdemeanor charges if the deposit is under $950 or felony charges for a larger amount. So that is it's a crime. If you know and it was an accident, that is a crime. No, don't shake your head. It is. It's literally the law.
You don't know that was an accident. You assume they tried to pay you that. Like, you're good at your job. Cool. Thanks, man.
You don't assume that if you've never once had a check like that ever and it shows up randomly. You don't assume that. There's another story. Honda is asking for cash back from employees after they overpaid bonuses.
Oh, no. See,
a company's employing thousands of people in Central Ohio, and they've had to go by those people and be like, hey, can I need our money back? That stinks. Employees say returning the money will be hard for the families, but an attorney not involved with the case says that Honda's properly going about collecting the overpayments. According to the memo, the employee owed just shy of 8% of his bonus payment back. And they go on to say the same thing. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, overpayments of bonuses or wages can be recouped by the employer. That stinks, though. You get a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And you're like, wow. Especially if they didn't tell you how much it was, then you just see it and you think that's your whole bonus. Now, that's a little...
Exactly.
This
is going to create a bad work environment. Everybody's going to be mad.
That's from NBC4.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave. And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy,
but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two stories, which may be hard to believe. Number one, scientists claim we'll find aliens within 25 years. That's our lifetime. That's it. That's our lifetime. A government scientist said that we'll be able to find alien life outside of our solar system within 25 years. But current technology, such as the James Webb Space Telescope, one of our most powerful, is not powerful enough to locate it yet. So it's an astrophysicist, all these fancy titles. And he's like, yeah, we'll find it next 25 years. All the stuff that's been leaked out. And even the people that are going, we can't tell you everything because if we did, this place would go bananas. There's just so much of that. Where there's a whole lot of smoke, there's something burning. Yeah. I'm not going to go straight smoke fire, but I'm going to say where there's a whole lot of smoke, there's something burning. So that's the first wild story. The second one is actually from this show because we are going to Las Vegas this weekend for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. And it's a big weekend for Lunchbox because he loves Vegas and he loves trying to act like a big deal in Vegas.
Yes.
He likes to tell people who he is. Like, so here's his new idea. Go ahead.
I want to hire bodyguards for this weekend in Las Vegas.
Do you think you're in danger?
No, I don't think I'm in danger. I think it's a status symbol that people will be like, when you see people with bodyguards, you're like, oh, who is that? Who is that? So even they don't know who I am, they're going to start asking questions like, hey, do you know who that is? Like, and they're going to try to take pictures and be like posting online. Hey, who is this guy with bodyguards? Let's just picture this. I'm sitting at a blackjack table,
okay,
right?
Hold on, we're picturing it, everybody. Okay. Get your pictures ready.
Okay. And I got chips stacked in front of me.
But in chips, though, it's not like hundreds of thousands. It's like $80.
Right.
Okay.
And I have a couple drinks there, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there and there's two bodyguards just standing behind me, just like, boom. Everybody is going to be like, man, who's that playing blackjack? Who is that?
So your dream is just for people to take pictures of you and not know who you are.
Well, they're going to send to their friends like, oh my gosh, I saw this celebrity. It had two bodyguards. It's a status thing. And I think it just gets me even more to a bigger level. Like when you're in Vegas and you have bodyguards, people take notice.
But how would that get you to a bigger level? Like
I mean, more people start following me, more people.
They don't know who you are.
They're gonna ask their friends, hey, I got a picture of this person.
Now, do you want to pay for this or do you want the company to pay for
it? I was thinking the company would pay for it.
Okay, here you go. Per day for a full-time bodyguard per day is around $1,000 a day.
That's perfect.
So $2,000 a day for two bodyguards for 3 days, you're looking at $6,000. And you want the company to pay for that?
Yeah.
0% chance.
But don't you think it would be...
We're lucky we're not staying in Reno and driving down to Vegas.
Don't you think it would be awesome, though, if I had bodyguards everywhere I went?
No. You don't need them, and it would be stupid. and it's also not a status symbol thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Why not just get nice clothes?
Well, I can do that, too, but no, everybody has nice clothes in Vegas. A lot of people have nice clothes in Vegas. You have people in cutoff tees and then people in suits. I mean, that doesn't do anything. Bodyguards sends a message.
It does send a message, but I don't think it's for you. I think it's kind of, we'll say D-E. It's early in the morning. We'll call it D-E. I think it's D-E. Yeah.
Like
Rise and Mushi.
Oh, yeah. I just thought, man, I thought about it and I was like, man, that'd be so cool to have bodyguards around me.
I told the story on my sports podcast, 25 Whistles, a couple weeks ago. But Kayla and I were at dinner during our vacation and all these bodyguards come in, like four of them. Big dudes.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing Nike Air shirts. And they weren't all black, but Nike Air on the back. And Caitlin's like, somebody's here. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, there are four bodyguards that walked in. And one of them was talking to the manager. And so we're right next to them. And the manager is like, no, we can't do that. What the bodyguard had asked was for them to clear the restaurant completely.
See?
To get everybody out of the restaurant. Because this person coming in wanted the restaurant to themselves. And the manager's like, no, I'm not doing that. And so the bodyguard walks off. And then Caitlin sees who it is. And she's like, do not turn around. I was like, you don't tell somebody who wants to turn around, don't turn around, because then I want to really turn around. And so then apparently the bodyguard asked, okay, well, then we need everybody to put their phones away. There are only like four people in this restaurant, by the way. It's late. It's like, no phones at all. And so they were like, no, we're good. And so he said, well, our person can't eat here then. And so they're like, okay, cool. And I think they were a little surprised by that. And so it was Drake. And then Drake walked
What? Right. See, that's what I'm talking about. Notice the bodyguards you said.
They didn't do anything for him. They literally didn't take anybody out. They didn't take anybody's cell phone. And what they did, they're like, hey, we can get you a table. We'll put it right down because we're at this restaurant near the beach. 20 feet away, they put a table on the beach that they would have done for anybody if they would have asked, even if we'd asked. And Drake sat down there with his girlfriend or girl and ate dinner. But he wanted to be seen. Like, he went parading through the rest. It was a whole thing.
And wait, but I thought he didn't want to be seen.
No, that was the whole point.
He sent bodyguards in. My opinion is he sent bodyguards in to be like, okay, we need to get everybody out of here. We'd be like, why? And then we all had to get kicked out. And then, or put your phones away. Why? And then we tweet. Drake made us put our phone away. But they didn't allow any of that. And then Drake didn't get to eat in the restaurant. And he went down to the, 30 feet away at the beach.
Wow.
And that is cool.
And he walked by and he was like, yeah, it's funny. Caleb's like, don't turn around. And he walked right by our table and that was it. And then he walked, he's like, man, baby, you're my everything.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
He was rapping. He was saying that as he was going by.
Yeah.
But he had bodyguards, but he probably pays them and probably needs them.
You proved my point for me. The bodyguards walked in and
your wife
immediately goes, there's someone here.
Yeah, but
she wasn't
impressed. She was like, why are they doing? They're trying to kick people out. Like, it's
cool,
fans of Drake, but we're not going to go up and, hey, what are you eating there, Drake?
Right.
So if you want to pay for it, go for it. But I don't think you want to pay for it.
No, I was hoping the company would.
Yeah, there's 0% chance of that. We'll find aliens before the company does that, in case anybody's wondering. On the phone, Carol, who lives in Massachusetts. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you? What can I do for you?
So we saw Jason Aldean in Mansfield, Massachusetts over the weekend. And he's touring with Travis Tritt. So I was wondering, because you're so close to Jason Aldean, why you don't ask him what's going on with Travis Tritt?
Well, here's the thing about Travis Tritt. He blocked me on Twitter. There's rarely a nice word said about him as a person, but I love Travis Tritt's music, and I'm good where I am. I have a good separation. I can still enjoy his music. I ain't trying to force anything. I don't need to be everybody's friend. And if I ever just want to slam some awesome 90s, what do I want to do? Take it easy, take it easy. I want to do It's a Great Day to Be Alive. And if all he did was block me on Twitter and say a couple things, all good. If he punches me in the face because I tried to, then I can't even listen to his music
anymore.
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're good. I'm good. Yeah, I don't want to hit up Jason and be like, yo, dude, can you make me and Travis friends?
Yeah.
But I that's a great question, Carol. But I'm pretty good where I am because I still want to enjoy Travis Tritt's music because I do a whole lot.
Yeah, he was really good, but we didn't know he was opening. We thought it was Tracy Lawrence. So we were like, oh, no, we're going to be betraying Bobby Bones if we go see him because he's not being nice to him.
It's okay.
So we were like, oh, no.
I enjoy Travis Tritt's music. Now, Tracy Lawrence. Now, that's my dude.
Yeah.
I love Tracy Lawrence. As a person, his music. Eddie and I opened for Tracy Lawrence once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Tracy Lawrence gives back. Every Thanksgiving does a humongous turkey fry. Like, that's the guy right there. Hey, more Tracy Lawrences. And we'll just leave it there.
Yeah, just
we'll
that's
leave it.
It
there. All right, Carol, thank you very much. Hope you have an awesome day.
Sure. You too, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So have you been wearing white even though it's after Labor Day?
I thought that rule was dead like 1989.
I know, but some people still hold on to it. So this is your friendly reminder that you can ignore that outdated fashion rule. Other things to ignore, jeans with a jean jacket is cool now. So
yeah,
denim
Canadian
on denim.
Tuxedo.
What that is.
Yeah.
Rocket soldiers. Yeah.
Your shoes, your belt, your socks, they don't all have to match. They can be
you.
Different.
Thank God I'm colorblind.
Colors.
It doesn't.
Socks and sandals are more acceptable now.
Of course they are. Because it's comfortable. Here's the two things that are happening right now in fashion. Number one, they're making clothes more sustainable, meaning it's cool to care about the environment. They're not making a, they still are, but they're making an effort. These companies are making an effort to not make clothes that are really expensive. You can only wear once or twice because that's what happens with a lot of people. So they're making clothes that are more generic and base so you can wear them over and over again without feeling like, oh, and you shouldn't feel that way. Wear them all you want. But some people don't want to wear them over and over again. And so, because I have social media for the most part, but they're making clothes more sustainable. The second thing that's happening is I'm still colorblind. So when I get dressed and I don't have help, I break a lot of these rules accidentally. Yes.
One final thing to bring up is no hats indoors. People don't care about that rule anymore.
Yeah, I haven't cared since sixth grade. That's when they told me.
Exactly.
It's more so like our grandparents' generation. So that one's starting to fade and you can wear a hat anytime.
Starting to fade?
Well, some people still, out of respect, take their hat off when they walk inside.
Hey, Ray, what's the date of this pile? September 21st, 2004? Just making sure. I feel like a lot of these rules have been dead for a long time. Okay, good.
Yeah, like I don't take my hat off anywhere.
Ray was so confused. He was like, I don't know what I'm
supposed
to do
here. I know. I was like, what's happening?
Just making sure what year this was. Okay,
yeah, no, it's 2021.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's 2022.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. That's why it's outdated.
Oh. She's reading the one from last year?
Yeah. Wow, time is flying.
Okay.
All right, so last year, a bunch of Yeti coolers, and when I say a bunch, like 109 containers worth, they were on a cargo ship shipping over, and they fell off the cargo ship near Washington's Olympic Peninsula, and now they are finally washing up to shore in Alaska.
How cool would it be if you get like four coolers that floated up on the beach where you live?
Yeah, oh, amazing. They're expensive.
Oh, Yetis, yeah. They're not cheap.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I should be like, oh, the environment. And I am, but it was only 100.
No, 109 containers.
No containers, dude.
Oh, I thought it was 109. No. I thought that's a container.
No.
Oh, that's a lot of
it. It is a lot.
Wow. You know what? I do feel kind of sad for the environment, but I feel even better for the people that got those free Yetis.
Mm-hmm.
That's so pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah, and guess what? All the Yeti coolers were in excellent condition.
So
this is actually kind of good advertising for all the money they probably lost from
that.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to play you a little Zach Bryan. To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I? He had a show in Raleigh, North Carolina, and a college student tried to buy tickets to it, but she got scammed out of $600. Well, Zach saw the post about it on TikTok and then left tickets for her at Will Call, which I thought was a really sweet thing to do. I love when artists are paying attention to their people.
Yeah, that's good. And he's a big TikTok guy. I mean, we've been big Zach Bryan fans at our house for probably a year or so now. I like him. He puts out a lot of sad songs. I love sad songs.
Yeah.
You do.
I love every time house. I play one of his songs here, I'm like, check this one out. I'm sad.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So there's a sheriff's office in North Carolina, and they get a call late at night saying, hey, we're missing our family member. And so she was an older woman. She was described as having a cognitive disorder and that she just walked away from the family home in the middle of the night. They couldn't find her, straight up. So the deputy, Kevin Dean, he got there with his dog, whose name is Roki, and it was pouring down rain. And so it's just crazy what these dogs can do. They let the dog sniff some of her stuff, some of her clothes. 40 minutes, and the dog found the older lady in the woods.
Amazing.
The fact that they can smell that, like, that strong, or they can do anything. My dog doesn't do anything. Mm-mm. Like, he lays.
Scratches.
He runs. He's got about 7 minutes of energy a day, but he doesn't do anything with precision.
Well, he has a New York bestseller, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it's totally changed since that book came out, too, you know?
He's an author.
The guy's changed completely. The woman was returned by her grateful family, and they announced on social media, and they were like, hey, shout out Roki, shout out Kevin Dean, they found her. You also know that's scary for the family. She just goes missing into the woods. So shout out to Roki. That's pretty cool. He deserves an extra sausage today.
Yeah, no doubt about a little pepperoni.
You know what? So do I. To be honest with you.
Wait, why you?
Just because I feel like an extra sausage today. Yeah, I think we all need one. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from last night.
Just wondering why Bobby never participates in blind karaoke. Would love to hear that.
Thank you for asking that. Oh. I would love to play as well. But a lot of the stuff, Mike and I kind of hammer out what the game's going to be, or he does, and I'm like, cool, let's build. So it's just so much building of games by me.
But also, too, you would know every word.
Every word and every song.
Yeah, you're good at that.
You would dominate.
Yeah.
I'm not a big lyric guy, but I think I could fake it pretty good. I'll play sometime in the next couple months. That would be fun. I think people want me to lose, though, if I play, but that's fine. I would like to play as well. So thank you for asking that. It reminds me, more life, less stress. Is that what it is, Ray?
Less stress, more life.
There you go.
Close.
Close. I say more smiles than frowns. That's my new thing.
Oh, good.
More smiles than frowns, yeah. Here is a voicemail from Jerry in Kentucky.
What's the update on the building? Like, are they done doing construction and bothering you guys? Has there been people who've moved in? Are you guys staying or are you guys going somewhere else? Just curious. It's been a while for an update.
For those that don't know, we're in a building. We're the only ones left. They've moved everybody out except for us. We're all alone.
And yes, the new people are here.
They're up there doing stuff. They're constantly rebuilding, and people honk horns underneath the building. Honk comes through the studio. There's drilling. It's weird because, we're the only people here that we know. So, I don't know. We're here until at least another year, I think. Right, Scuba Steve?
I think that's some bad news. Maybe a little longer than that.
What?
Okay. You know what? Yeah. Whatever. As long as it's consistent, I don't care. Yeah. We can stay here forever.
Yeah, I'm fine with being here forever.
We don't have any friends here. And nobody, but also nobody comes and bothers us.
Right. So who needs friends?
So yeah. Exactly.
We're good.
That's my whole life.
Oh.
I know, bro.
Yes.
Well, parking is hard, though.
Yeah, it's okay. I got my own spot. So anyway.
Okay, for everybody else. The other 9 people on the show.
Amy, let's do the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What's the best band to listen to in autumn?
What's the best band to listen to in autumn?
The Spice Girls.
That was the morning corny.
That makes explain no it. Sense.
Pumpkin no, because come autumn, all the spices.
Spice. No, the pumpkin Spice Girls would be the answer.
Yeah, all the spices come in autumn?
I'm not going to say that's not a real
that's
band.
Much fun.
I think autumn would have been Fall Out Boy.
That's what I was thinking, too.
That's what I had.
But pumpkin. But
guys, this isn't investigative corny.
No.
Well, I'm just
okay,
saying.
Fine.
What's the best band to listen to in the fall? Duh, the Pumpkin Spice Girls.
Okay.
That's the the funniest one.
Pumpkin Spice Girls.
We workshopped it. That sounds better.
We didn't workshop it. I just told you what the fuck.
Yeah, but they're not the Pumpkin Spice Girls, so it doesn't work.
Okay. Yes, it does. It's a joke. It doesn't have to be literal.
Right.
Everyone's fighting over
I
the
hope
dumb
it doesn't
joke.
Have to be literal, because anyway, I'd be
we're on
trouble.
One this morning. Alfonso Ribeiro turns 51 today. He was Carlton on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Does a dance. I mean, we always know him as Carlton. He's done other stuff. I think he hosted AFV. He's doing Dancing with the Stars right now. But he will always be Carlton. And a lot because he doesn't look any older.
Yeah.
He had facial hair young. So he just, blessing and a curse. But he'll always be Carlton. So what we're going to do is play a game here where I'll give you the actor. You tell me the role they're kind of just known for. They've done other things, but the role they're really just known for. Mike in Virginia Beach. Yeah. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Bobby, and good morning, studio.
Morning. I'm going to give you an actor here, and if you go 7 for 8, you win a $50 gift card to Sonic. I'll give you an actor. Tell me the role that they are mostly known for, and you can use a lifeline once with somebody here in the studio, okay? All right. Number one, David Schwimmer.
Friend.
Correct. Mike, will we accept that? Did they just say the show? The show? Okay. He played Ross Geller in Friends. That's correct. One for one. Nice job. Number two, Chris Hemsworth.
Thor.
Thor is correct. Nice job. Okay. That's a tough one. That's a tough one because I don't know which Hemsworth does what, but I know they're both good looking.
That's true.
Next up, Tobey Maguire.
Spider-Man.
Three for three.
Go.
We're on track here. Number four, Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter.
Yes, sir. Woo! Number five, Jim Parsons.
Oh, crap. Where the world blows up. What the?
Well, we got to bleep that out. Sorry. No, you're good. Okay. We got you. We got a bleep button here.
Come on, man.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, lifeline it up there, Mike.
All right. I'm gonna go with Eddie.
Eddie, Jim Parsons.
Oh, I already got it written down. That's Big Bang Theory.
Correct. Nice job.
Yeah.
Nice job. Yeah. Good. All right, that's five. You got to get two more or one more. Who cares? Ralph Macchio.
Karate Kid.
That's correct.
Let's go.
All right, for the win. Topher Grace.
Say that again.
Topher Grace.
70's Show.
Wow. Whoa. All right, well, let's see if you go 8 for 8, because you've already won. This is a tough one.
Awesome.
Yeah. Kit Harington.
I only get one lifeline.
You've already won, but you can lifeline if you want, but go ahead. Kit Harington.
All right. Everybody picks on Lunchbox. Let's go with Lunchbox.
No, Lunchbox picks on everybody. Then when we pick back, people are like, everybody picks on Lunchbox.
Everybody picks on me.
Yes, go ahead, Lunch.
Kit Harington is the car in Knight Rider.
Wow, that's so wrong. That was Kit, but Kit Harington is the actual person's name.
Oh, that was a trick question.
No. Eddie.
No, no clue.
No, Amy?
I have no idea.
Kit Harington plays Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
But it doesn't matter because Mike is our big winner today. Nice job. But hey, Mike, you sound like you watch a decent amount of television.
I really don't.
Okay, Mike. Okay, buddy.
You knew every one of those. What's your favorite show right now, Mike? Do you have a new show that you're watching?
Snake in the Grass.
Nice.
No, good answer.
Just ended, but yes. Now he's laughing. I'm about to cuss
him out. No, actually, we're watching the that new Dragon show.
Yeah, it's really good. House of Dragon, the Game of Thrones prequel. Yeah. I enjoy it more than I thought I would, and it's a little easier to follow than Game of Thrones, in my opinion. Do you agree, Mike?
I do agree, because we've got a little bit of knowledge from the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, probably. There's just so many names and houses previously, but yeah, it's really good. It is really good. I'm watching the show The Patient on Hulu. You should check that out, Mike. It's Steve Carell. It's a serious show, but he's a therapist who gets abducted by a serial killer, and the serial killer is like, you need to therapy me out to want to kill people. It's crazy. It's only like 25 minutes an episode. It's really good. It's called The Patient.
All right, well, I will give it a shot.
All right, buddy. Well, we're going to send you a $50 gift card to Sonic. It's our boy Mike right here, big winner. Mike, hang on the phone. We will get you your prize. Man, he crushed that. He's like, no, I don't watch TV.
Yo, okay.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What? I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm considering putting a curse on someone this morning.
Who?
I've never done this before.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't even believe in them. But
I don't know that I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I do. Because we were big timed by somebody asking for an interview. Straight up big timed. And I'm just thinking about cursing them. So.
Wow. Like they just blew us off or said no chance.
No chance.
Oh, let's curse.
You know?
I'm down with a curse.
Okay, you got Lunchbox.
I'm in.
And that's all I need. That's how I know I'm on the right track.
Okay.
Yep. Is it?
Sure.
So possibly we do that in a little bit.
Is it a misunderstanding?
No. They're good. They don't want to come on. They just not only know, and that's okay, but they don't. They never can.
Do you know how
never
to put
can?
A,
well, I was like, yeah, we can. I want to move off this because I'll come back to it.
Oh.
Okay. But I think it might, because in my mind, a curse only works if it rhymes.
Oh.
So I got to start putting it together, you know? So we'll come back to that in a few minutes. Now here's the challenge for you guys. 1, 2, 3. Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox. I don't want to say who the artist is, but this artist released a new song, has a different-ish sound for what we know them for. And so I'm going to play it, and you're going to tell me how you feel. 10 meaning greatest song ever. You'll stream it until your computer shuts down. With smoke coming out of it.
Oh, boy.
Or 0, you never want to hear it again because it sounds like dog crap taste, even though you never tasted dog crap.
Kay. Got it.
Okay.
We're taking bets up all the tank and gas will go.
Do you think you know who it is? And don't
no
say.
Idea.
No chance.
Not a clue. No,
what do you think about that? It doesn't have to even be like your exact style of music because I don't usually listen to stuff that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's me going, can I objectively say if that song is a good song or not?
Yeah.
And then what I listen to it. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Amy, I'm going to start with you because you're like scared the whole time it was playing.
Yeah, I'm definitely never listening to that, but I could see if it came on at a spin class or something.
Oh, great.
I might
idea there if it came on.
Harder.
Uh-huh. Because sometimes they play dance music with no words. And I'm like, I don't want to work. I just want to get it, leave. I want to walk out of this place. Like, give me something with words that, you know. Even like a Beyonce Coldplay remix. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, when they do that stuff, that's good. Amy, your number.
So my number between dog stuff and...
Yeah, 0 to 10.
Okay. 1.
Wow, that's really low.
That's really, really, really
low. That's really low.
Well, because I'm also not really going to go to a spin class, so...
Oh, true. No, she doubled us up there. Lunchbox?
Look. When it first started, it was not what I expected. I thought you were going to bring some soft ballad thing. And I was like, ah, caught me off guard. Then whoever that is started singing. I was like, man, this is kind of catchy. This is good. 7.
7, okay.
I mean, it was burn it to the ground.
Yeah. Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was a garden, but then my lawyer told me to testify. What was it? That was the line?
A god, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't understand. Bones, that's dog poop. Mm. I'm going to give it a 3. I would probably never listen to that. Because it's not my style. I mean, it's decent, but it's a dog poop,
you
man.
You can't give it a dog poop if it's 3. Dog poop is 0.
I'm not going to go 0 because that would just be disrespecting art.
Are you about to tell us it's someone that we're going to be... I'm going to feel so bad I gave them a 1.
Is it Aldine?
It's...
No. Is it Garth?
1 step away. Trisha.
It's not.
No.
Who is it?
It's Nickelback. People hate on Nickelback for absolutely no reason other than their songs are a little too awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah. I never made it as a wise man. I'll never, 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 never. Come on.
I thought I was a god until my lawyer told me to testify.
I thought I was a god until my lawyer woke me up. He was dreaming.
So good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Nickelback's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Nickelback. What is that? And what is that on Johnny's head?
Yeah.
That's a good line, too.
What, is that what Johnny said?
Yeah, photograph. Now let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Experts warn against the one-chip challenge because it's sending kids to the hospital. That's from the New York Post. We've done this on the show. Mm-hmm. It's always funny when they come out and go, this is not healthy. This is not safe. Don't do it. And we're like... Well, 6 months ago, we did. So there's a chip. It's the Pocky chip.
Oh,
say
yeah.
How do you say it?
Pocky.
And so you buy it, and it's the Carolina Reaper pepper in it, and you eat it, and you cry and scream. Who ate it on this show? Lunchbox? Did you lose a wheel spin, or did you do it for money?
Oh, or you probably just assigned it to
me. No, we would never just assign a chip to you. Right. Scuba, what was it?
I believe it was a wheel thing.
It was a wheel. Yeah. It was a wheel.
Medical experts have said don't do this.
It's awful. It was awful.
And then Amy did like the shot.
Oh, the hot shot.
Oh, the hottest shot in the world, and I almost died. I actually forgot about that until the other day someone brought it up to me, and I thought, wow, that was this year, and I almost lost my life.
You didn't almost die.
Yes,
but
I did.
I worried for a good 10 seconds. You hear me on the air.
Yeah.
Get genuinely scared.
Yeah.
Because she starts going, I'm like, uh-oh. And I never go, let's shut it down and go to song. But for a brief second, I thought, should we shut this down?
And then I was in your office on the floor, sweating, gagging. I'm pale, but also red. It's like, the whole thing was just terrible.
It's on YouTube, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So the one chip challenge with Lunchbox and the one
shot
challenge
shot.
With Amy.
How did that, is that the wheel too?
There's even a cartoon that we made out of that one with Amy and the hot shot.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's repost that then up on our Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the cartoon, I'm being carried off in a stretcher.
That's right. That's right. Next story, road trips are amazing for your relationship. This is from yourtango.com. A survey found that 90% of couples who've taken road trips together say it strengthens their relationship. According to the survey, a majority admitted to having conversations they wouldn't usually have because they're together so much and they're finding things to talk about. And sometimes these conversations were uncomfortable, but actually created for more bonding and bigger breakthroughs. Kayla and I, we drive a good amount. We go to Arkansas. We have a cabin in Arkansas where I'm from. And we spend 5 or 6 hours on the road 3 or 4 times a year. We also are together a lot. But the road trips are good because I will listen to podcasts I will never listen to if she weren't there doing it, because we switch off doing podcasts. So I listen to The Morning Toast, and I'm a toaster because of her, because that's her podcast. So I toast it up, and I like those girls because she's made me listen to them.
Does it create conversation? Like this was saying, like, do y'all have deep?
You have to. Yeah. I don't know about deep, but...
Or conversations you might not otherwise have.
Yeah, like, hey, I like this podcast.
Oh.
Cool. yes, it does, yes. You've been saying Chad Kroeger's name all wrong from Nickelback.
I've never said his name.
You have? Well, you have said his name, I'm sure, in some capacity.
Never.
Jeez,
his name is actually Chad Kroeger.
like Freddie.
Mm-hmm. It was confirmed by Chad himself, who said just so many people said it wrong for so long, he was just like, fine, it's Kroger. But it's Chad Kroeger. So here is Chad Kroeger being interviewed on Loud Wire Nights and given the real pronunciation of his name.
We are catching up with Chad Kroeger, frontman for Nickelback. And it is Kroeger, right? Because you know 50% of the internet says Kroger. 50% of the internet says Kroeger.
Okay, it's Kroeger.
It's Kroeger.
Don't trust the internet.
Scuba, I would love to talk to Chad Kroeger on the show. I know Eddie has some sort of weird problem with him because he's so awesome and it makes Eddie uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think he's a great guy and great music. So.
Great guy. Same. You guys know him?
Well, he's Canadian, so I'm sure he's super nice. Oh,
that's true.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, he's got a great point there with that, honestly. I'd love to talk to him. I mean, so many jams from Nickelback.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do I need to list them again?
No, you already did.
Okay, cool.
You're good.
Single people outdrink married people. This is from Elite Daily. A new study shows that singles outbooze their married peers by a wide margin. Married people drink less frequently and fewer drinks. And I would understand if they continue this article instead of it's because they had kids or more responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming that's what it is.
Probably. Or you just get older. Can't tolerance goes down.
Age has got to be a thing too.
For sure.
You get married older.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Lunchbox has slowed.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
Just because he doesn't have the time, but he still would.
Yeah, I just don't have time. There's no time. When you're married and you have kids, you don't have time to go to the bars.
Ray still goes pretty hard, but he doesn't have kids.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, if it's one day a week, I don't know if that's considered going hard.
Yeah, usually, but when you go hard, right, it's like when the alcohol touches your lips, you're immediately drunk.
No, I just do four max. Now I keep the bottle caps.
It's like Barney on The Simpsons, the first time he ever drank, because Barney was like a college, real like Ivy League type guy. He's the guy at the bar. Yeah. He had one drink, and all of a sudden his hair got frazzled when he was just Barney. That's Ray when he drinks.
That's funny.
Next up, Sarah Paulson. She, by the way... She was in the O.J. Simpson. Let me do the last couple. She was in that, yeah. But she also did Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. She was the lady in the Monica Lewinsky trip, like her friend that lied to her.
Yeah.
That turned her in. You didn't remember her name?
Yeah. No, can't think of her name.
Dang. So we'll get to that in a second. But Sarah Paulson, that's what you would know her from.
No, that was the other girl. Paula, whatever.
No, it wasn't Paula Deen. Paula Deen's sausage. Paula Jones. Paula Jones.
There you
Paula
go.
Deen. Paula Deen does sausage.
Yeah.
Who did she play, Lunchbox? Do you remember?
She's not sausage.
Marcia Clark.
There you go. I was like.
There you go.
Paula Boom. Deen cooks, not just sausage.
I'm thinking of Jimmy Deen.
Yeah.
Okay. See, we're going to get there somehow. We're going to walk the trail. Jimmy Deen sausage. Paula
that's
Deen
right.
cooks. Paula Jones.
Is the other girl.
Is the Bill Clinton girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And Marcia Clark.
Marcia Clark, the DA. Okay.
I just went down that whole thing almost for no reason. But Sarah Paulson, that actress, is going to play religious cult leader Gwen Shamblin in the Way Down docuseries.
Scripted.
That's being scripted. Yes.
Cool.
So the Way Down is on HBO Max. It's a docuseries about a church, I don't know, 5 miles from here where our studio is.
Yeah.
It's crazy down
it's
there.
It's very close.
It ain't. From what I've seen on the show, it's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, it is.
Ray drove down there to the church after the docuseries, and they chased him out of there.
Yep, I touched the door handle, and then SUV made sure I left right away.
And she died in a plane crash, and it's all in the docuseries. And I'm not spoiling anything, but she made so much money with a program to say, what, don't eat because of Jesus?
It was a biblical, a Bible study, but focused on weight loss. Yeah.
Not eat.
It was crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, use that time to, pray. It wasn't just fasting because that's a whole nother thing. It was like next level. And the crazy part is the church that we went to growing up in the 90s, my mom's women's group, they did the Way Down workshop. Wow. Which is crazy. I mean, because that was before the internet or anything could spread and you could see, like, they would just sell these cassette tapes and different things, and like 2,000 churches across the country bought it. And so that's how she made all this money.
So she died in a plane crash. Her husband was flying the plane. The docuseries shows that. And some people thought, well, I don't know if she's really dead. And Amy came on and said, she's not dead.
Yeah,
she's
had
some inside.
No,
let me finish this story. Let me finish the story.
I had heard.
Amy said she had some inside information that she wasn't dead. So NPR heard Amy say that and did a whole story about how Amy was a liar.
Yeah.
Mentioned Amy's name.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing it for
no,
sure.
No, that's I think what they said.
That's basically it.
I don't think they said Amy's a liar.
They said Amy Brown from the Bobby Bones Show is spreading lies.
They actually had a picture of you and your pants were on fire in the picture.
Liar, liar.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
That is a low in my career to have NPR write an article about me in that way. But I just was, we're not the news. We were just spreading.
We're doing the news right now.
We were just spreading information that we heard. I heard.
So here's from the article. It says, conspiracy theories are bubbling up about the death of Gwen Chamblin. This is from WPLN.com, who ran that church. The host of iHeartRadio's Bobby Bones Show broadcast shared their theories. They said she faked her death when her and her husband's private plane crashed into Percy Priest Lake. Why are there a body? Why have they not been found, host Amy Brown asks. She went on to say that Chamblin's body was never recovered, but none of that is true.
Oh, no.
I had heard her body was never recovered.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard that.
Moving on. From Parade, Mike Myers leaves the door open for a new Austin Powers movie. Morgan, we just had you watch Austin Powers and you...
Yeah, I hated it.
You hated
it.
It's
terrible.
Do you care at all they do another one?
No, I will not be watching it.
Yeah, I won't either. I liked the first one or two, but it was for the times. But I don't think another one would be good. Adam Levine breaks the silence on claims he cheated on his wife. He said he made poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner, but he did not have an affair.
Okay.
I don't believe him.
Okay, so he admits
no chance.
Met?
Two other chicks came out and said, oh yeah, and they put up their DMs with him. Oh,
boy. There's no chance. There's a chance because I don't really know, but there's no chance he's just messaging girls to flirt and then not follow up. I never met a single dude who had options who just liked to DM flirt and not follow up.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the DMs said, you're even hotter in person.
Oh, because maybe like, he saw her somewhere.
Wait, no. What do you mean saw her?
Yeah,
he saw her somewhere. Probably
in the hotel room.
Oh. Somewhere. Yeah, not a good dude. Mm. Adam Levine, there he is. He does admit to using poor judgment.
Yeah.
Wow. The FDA warns of a new TikTok challenge that involves cooking chicken in NyQuil. We've talked about this before a bit, but now they're coming out going, don't do it. Quote, a recent social media video challenge encourages people to cook chicken in NyQuil. Is that to eat chicken and feel better, or is it just funny?
I don't know.
I hate NyQuil.
It does not taste
good. It tastes so bad. The FDA says boiling NyQuil can make the solution much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways, and that it could be really bad and even deadly. They use the word deadly. So don't cook your chicken in NyQuil. I imagine someone was just doing it to be funny, and it went viral, and then other people started doing it.
Yeah.
All right, spin the wheel.
Okay. Oh.
That's from KTLA. All right, top three songs in country music. At number three, Morgan Wallen, You Proof. I need something you proof. At number two, Cole Swindell, She Had Me at Heads Carolina. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip. At number one, Luke Combs, The Kind of Love We Make. Girl, I want it, gotta have it, let the passion take us to. And that is your news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I've never put a curse on anybody before, but I'm going to have to do it. And I can take it back at some point, I guess, but I'm going to curse the Clemson football team. I don't dislike Clemson, yeah. I actually kind of like them, I was rooting for them. But we got straight up rejected by their head football coach to come on the show. On this show.
Dabo?
Dabo Swinney. On the sports show, we're going to use it in a lot of places. I think he's a great inspiration to young men and women everywhere. We reached out like, hey, can you give us 15 minutes? And they were like, we pass. And so, this is my curse. For everybody, I didn't plan this. Who's a Clemson fan? I now curse your team in your head, man.
Ooh, that's a good rhyme.
He's a coach that will win some games. But he turned us down, and I think that's lame.
Yeah, kind of.
Close that. You may win some with the curse. But you never know what's in my purse now. You are now cursed until Dabo comes on the show. Do I want you to win games? No.
Oh, I don't
know. And you might win this weekend, and that's okay. But at some point, it's going to happen. Some week, someday.
Oh.
So, football keepers of the gate, curse Clemson football in every way. The end.
Yeah, come on.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty
good. Good. Thank you. We've cursed the Clemson football team until Dabo Swinney comes on the show.
Why do you want to talk to him?
I was watching one of his pep talks. And I was mm-hmm. like, dang, he's a really inspirational guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tried to get him as a double for this show and the sports show. And they were like, now we pass. I was like, that's absolutely your prerogative, but we will curse you.
So what if they can't win games anymore?
Do you want? But I mean, you want them to lose too, right? Because
hey, it's that showbiz, baby.
Hey, the curse.
If you get cursed, whatever. And I don't know they're going to lose this week. They get, but we'll probably lose a couple or get close with the curse on.
But are they in your conference?
You know, no.
Okay.
So, all right, we just cursed Clemson. So let's see what happens.
Kind of scary. I'm going to be watching every Saturday.
Scuba, does that make you uncomfortable that I just cursed an entire football team?
No, it's fine. That's just the way it is. Where the cookie crumbles.
That's right. The cookie crumbles in many ways.
Yeah, crumbles.
Scuba, were you surprised we got just unilaterally rejected?
I was, but I also wasn't, though, because I've experienced this before with sports stuff. Once it hits season, they allegedly will not
do any
interviews.
That's not true. We have all these coaches coming on.
Well, that's what I've seen. They don't want to come on unless you're an affiliate or they want to come on your show.
Right. That one right there. And yes, I heard he hates us.
Really? Dabo hates us?
I heard he hates us.
Oh, man.
And I heard he hates Tell Me Something Good, that segment.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard he hates Eller, the dog I adopted. that Kaylin and I found on the street. Oh. I heard yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're easy to get in touch with. Their information's online.
I thought he was
online,
a motivational good guy.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not after the curse.
Yep. For the curse to be lifted, he'll have to come on the show. So, Dabo Sweeney, that's it. That's all I know. I don't have to rhyme anymore, though, do I?
Yeah, no, but that was good, though.
Thank you very much. All right, so who are they playing this weekend? The curse
Wake Forest.
The curse. Oh.
I think that's right.
That's supposed to be a good game.
Double check.
Double check.
Who are you putting money on?
I'm not putting money on anything. I would never touch a cursed game.
It's cursed.
I'm staying away from that thing.
Keep your money away from that.
Okay, Clemson fans, I'm sorry. I am. I'm very sorry about that. So I had to do what I had to do. Let's take the call from Steve, who lives near Knoxville. Hey, Steve, what's up, buddy? Steve.
Oh. Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey. I can't believe I'm on the show. What's going on, man? What's up, everybody?
What's up? We're super pumped you called. What can I do for you?
So I was just mowing, and I was wondering, like, what does Bobby Bones do in his off time? Like, when you get off work and you go home, what's it like?
I can give you yesterday. Okay, is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay,
so did the morning show. Then we had a couple of interviews come by that we will air this week and next week. So with performances. So we were up here until probably 12:30 yesterday, did the show, went home, did a podcast, preparing for a podcast. Then I worked out. And then I watched my live show, my comedically inspirational show. Yeah, got to work out. Watching my comedically inspirational show to take notes on how I can improve there and rewrote some jokes. And then we had a call. Yeah. We're trying to get a second Vegas show because that one sold out so fast. I don't know if we can. But we had a big call with a bunch of folks going, can we get a second show at the Wynn? Don't know. Then, what does it say? Then I had, I don't know what that says. But I finished
Is that your calendar?
Time with Caitlin.
Well, I wrote sometimes I just type stuff in my fat thumbs. And it's like when your handwriting's bad and you can't read it. I don't know what that is. And then last night, Caitlin and I just sat and we were very deliberate about spending yesterday evening together. We've been on the road a lot working. So we watched a couple things. We watched The Patient, which is that show with Steve Carell where he's abducted by a serial killer. It's crazy. So that new episode came out. And then we watched a show called Reboot on Hulu about a sitcom from the 2000s. They've got all the old characters and they rebooted them for a show. And like the guy from Key and Peele is in it and Johnny Knoxville is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we watched the first episode of that. Pretty funny. We played cards last night. Then she went to sleep, and then I stayed up and worked on today's show, and then I did some more notes for a sports podcast. We have an interview with Jay Glazer today, and fell asleep, woke up, worked on the show again. That's yesterday.
That is awesome. Twice every day, huh?
Yeah, just slightly different. I mean, the things I do every single day, when I come to work, I listen to the Razorback Daily podcast, I do the show, I go home, and I try to do some sort of exercise, and I write in some sort of way. Other than that, it kind of changes day to day. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Nothing super cool or crazy, but I stay working pretty consistently.
Right. I see you. I mean, you're doing great, man. You inspire a lot of people, and even Abby, she's doing her thing. And
she is.
Oh man, just make my day.
I'm proud of Abby. Abby hit me up yesterday and was like, "Hey," she asked me if I could interview this person on the show, and I said, "Well." And Abby's always like pitching ideas, more so than most folks. Like she just has big ideas, not daily segments, but like, what are you saying there, Steve?
That's what he's saying.
I said you need somebody throwing, you know, curveballs at you and
I agree.
Ideas and stuff like that.
And Abby's like, will you interview this guy? And I was like, you know what? I don't think right now is the time for me to interview him quite yet. We'll let his song blow up a little more. I said, but you can. If you want to bring him up here, you can interview him, and we can put that on a Bobbycast, and then we'll bring him up later. Abby, who's the guy that you wanted to interview?
Nate Smith.
Nate, that's right, Nate Smith, who's awesome. He's got a song right now that's killing it. And so, yeah, Abby's an idea factory over there. It's constantly something. And sometimes it's stuff that's like, ah, we can't do that. We don't have $1 million to pay for that. We can't
so
do
she
it.
She wants to bring in an artist?
What?
Here
I'm
you
just
go.
Wondering.
Okay, no.
You mean she wants to date him?
Yep. I mean, George? Hey, Abby's like, oh, I saw an artist.
Abby, really, is that what it is?
I mean, no,
I don't
at
think
all.
So either. Yeah,
he's
I don't
so talented. That's yeah. not what it is.
I thought she was about to say he's so.
I didn't think that was it either, but that's okay. an interesting lunchbox.
You got. You always have to worry about that.
No,
always
I don't.
Always have to worry about it.
I mean, Eddie, do they get dressed up when the guys
they
come
do.
In?
They do. We've
okay,
noticed that.
And so all of a sudden now she's trying to bring
no,
a
you
guy
get dressed
artist.
Up when someone comes and they bring cameras and it's you're presenting yourself. All right, thank you. Hey, thanks, Steve. Hope you have an awesome day.
Hey, thank you, dude.
All right.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave. And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What? I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
about $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They listed out the happiest and least happy states in America. Any guesses on the number one most happy state? Think about it before you yell your answer. The number one most happy state. There are 50. What's number one?
Colorado.
Nevada.
Montana.
I'm curious to know why you guys picked those. Amy.
Mountains make me happy.
I thought you were going to say getting high legally. Oh. Colorado, because that was one of the first, if not the first state.
Sky or high
that.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
That's good.
Lunchbox?
There's outdoorsy stuff in Nevada. There's gambling. There's drinking. There's food.
Oh, that's sad.
It's entertainment. There's everything.
And Eddie, you picked?
Montana. Mountain, space, nature, rivers,
space?
Fish, just space to
wide
move.
Open oh, space. Spaces.
Wide open Looking spaces, like the chicks say.
Okay. None of you are right. Hmm. None of you actually made the top 10.
Oh, what?
What?
Okay.
That's
weird. My happy place.
Number one is Hawaii.
Oh, well, stupid.
Of course,
we're idiots.
Dummy.
Eddie,
we're
that's
idiot.
More of your.
Well, that's my happy place.
No, no, not your happiness, but your answer. Space. I don't know, space.
Yeah, I said rivers and
beaches.
Maryland at 2, Minnesota at 3, Utah at 4, and New Jersey at 5.
What?
Now, the least happy states, I don't even want you to yell these out.
Mississippi.
45 is Mississippi on the list, because 50 is the least happy. Mississippi at 45.
New York, they're very disgruntled over there.
Yeah, no, Louisiana.
California,
Louisiana
everybody's
at
leaving
49.
There.
Yeah.
Is it?
California's one of the happiest.
Oh, I missed that.
Alabama.
Alabama's at 46. Lunchbox is nailing them. 45 Mississippi. 46 Alabama.
47. Man, West Virginia.
50. That's the,
what?
That's the least happy West Virginia.
West Virginia.
And then Louisiana's 49. There are two, though, Lunchbox, from running it.
Two.
Who are the states that are also very unhappy?
Very unhappy. Dang. New Mexico.
Nah. It's 42, but here we go. The last five. Alabama, 46. Kentucky, 47.
Oh.
Arkansas, 48.
Dang.
Oh, man.
Louisiana, 49. West Virginia, 50.
I didn't want to hate on your state, man. Sorry.
That's okay. I appreciate that.
Why are they so unhappy?
Lots of things. The economy, the leadership, job possibilities, et cetera, et cetera.
Dang.
I like saying et cetera instead of just writing it. I don't know why. It just feels pretty cool to say. So I saw that. Then I was going to bring up the Adam Levine story again because we have a clip. And Ray, this clip, is this the girl that supposedly he was cheating with talking?
Sumner.
Okay, here you go.
I was under the impression that their marriage was over. I believe that they were keeping it quiet to avoid the negative press because, as I had said, I was new to LA. So I just assumed that with celebrities of that caliber that that's just how it was. And that's why I feel exploited because he knew I believed everything that he said.
I believe her. You guys believe her, right?
I'm 100%.
Bunch of women coming out now going, yeah, me too.
Dang, man.
I know. Okay. Not a good look. Wife's pregnant. Eesh. Mega Millions, $1.337 billion jackpot winner, has only a few days left to claim the prize.
You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
How many days?
A few days, it says.
Oh.
An Illinois lottery player won the jackpot, one of the biggest prizes in the lottery's game history, in July. That happened. We had talked about it on the show. We played the game. We lost. The winner still hasn't come forward.
What are they waiting on?
They don't know.
The winner has until September 27th, which is 60 days after the drawing, to claim the prize in a lump sum payment option known as the cash option. The cash prize is estimated at $780.5 million.
Oh,
I'm gonna
my
vomit.
Gosh.
They can still come forward after that, but then they've got to do getting some every year. And nobody wants that. And nobody does that. So they're going,
oh my gosh.
If they don't come forward here, they may never come forward. Because anybody who wins this big goes for the cash option.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
What if they lost the ticket and they're frantically looking for it?
Or what if they didn't know they won?
Yeah, that's what I
mean. That's what I'm saying. Like,
guys, you should know.
$1 billion.
$1.3 billion.
Oh. No, guys. They need to redraw then.
I don't think that's a thing.
I know, but they should.
Mega Millions jackpot currently soars past $300
million. Yeah, it's getting there. And I don't ask you guys because you
getting
guys.
Getting there. That's there.
Yeah, that's up there.
What do you mean getting there? $300 million? That'd be crazy.
I mean, but to his point, we normally only play when it gets to like really, 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 really ridiculously big.
We normally only play when it makes the news because it's abnormally larger than already being massive.
Well, is this big enough for you? Let's go.
We lost so much money last time. That's not an investment because there's no way for me to ever make it back.
Yeah, it is on Friday when we hit.
No, that's 300. Me spending more money. That's not an investment. Not an investment.
Okay. So you don't want to win?
I do, but I don't think I'm in on this one. A woman found $630 inside of a suit at Goodwill.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Okay. Honestly, you find $600 in a suit. What do you do, Lunchbox?
I keep it. I go buy myself something. I put it in the bank, whatever. Buy a plane ticket, go somewhere, go on vacation. But I bought the suit. Like, you sold me the suit. You had a chance to check the pockets. I keep the money.
What if it was an accident, which it probably was, and they didn't mean to leave the money in the suit?
Guess what? Accidents happen. I'm sorry. Finders keepers.
True. That is
money's
true.
Gone.
And you don't go to jail for this one.
So right. Like, if you're
no one's saying that you can't do that.
Right. If you're walking in the grocery store and you find a $100 bill on the ground, what do you do with it?
But I don't know where that $100 bill came from.
I don't know where that suit came from.
You do, because you could go, hey, I got this suit, had the money in it.
Yeah, but they don't know who dropped that suit off. They have no idea who dropped that suit off. You
possibly.
Know
what, when we drop stuff off, hold on a second. Furniture especially, we usually have to sign something when we drop stuff off. Yeah, and what's it? Or they just might know. It could be somebody who's a regular.
I mean, when I drop stuff off, they say, what's in there? Clothes. Cool. And they write down clothes. Cool. They don't say, oh, you have one pair of jeans
and
a blue size.
And they probably don't know, but then they could post something on Facebook and say, hey, we got a suit here that's money in it.
Yep.
We're not going to say what's in the suit or how much it was or what the suit looks like, but if this is you, please let us know. And then if nothing happens, you get to keep the money.
Yeah, I'm sure. They'll say, oh, someone came forward, and guess what? Johnny from the back's keeping that $600.
Johnny from the back.
Yep.
Every neighborhood's got a Johnny from the back.
Hell yeah.
Eddie, what would you do, honestly?
Honestly, I'm with Lunchbox. I mean, that's the freest money you can ever get. Exactly. No one's going to trace that.
What up, dude?
Amen. No.
I call Goodwill.
And tell them you found $600 and thanks?
No, I would say, hey, I found this in a suit. And then whatever they tell me to do, if they're like, well, it's your lucky day, keep it. If they're like, oh, okay, well, you could bring it in. I mean, maybe they could use it. I just feel like I would turn it in because somebody needed that money. And I would hope it just got back to the right person.
I think I would go, hey, guys, I bought a suit from here and it had some money in it. Now I'm not going to show you the suit or tell you how much money it is. But if you guys want to put it out, if anyone dropped off some clothes that had some money in it and you let me know and you're right, I'll give you the money. But until then, for 30 days, you ain't going to know anything because I've heard about Johnny in the back. And then I still want to have the option to make sure that somebody who needs it gets the money. And then after that time, I'll keep the money.
Okay.
That's the honest answer. Not that I'm just going to take it back and be like, here's the suit and here's the money. But I'm going to give an option for that to be tracked back in case somebody needed it.
$600 in a suit just screams to me, crazy night. They were probably in Vegas.
Yep.
No.
Forgot that they won big. Yeah. Somebody's medicine they couldn't afford, so they put it in their suit. Yeah.
What? Medicine? Now you're making me feel bad.
No, here's my thing. If you are that hard up for money, you know where that $600 is.
Well, I mean,
maybe somebody donated it without them knowing. Huh? Somebody went through the closet and donated their husband's suit or grandpa's suit after they died.
Oh, yeah. And they never knew it was in there.
That's
the
suit he wore when he met Nixon.
Okay, when he played the narrative.
It could be.
Why not? We're
gambling
crap
money.
Up. Let's do it. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day. This story comes to us from Knoxville, Tennessee. A man had a great plan. He walked into a Walmart, got 3 TVs, some camping equipment, and a karaoke machine. And he walked right out. He's like, man, I got away with it. I'm going to go sell them. Think, oh, going to go to a pawn shop, have a garage sale. Nope. Started going up to people in the parking lot. Hey, man, you want a TV? You want a TV? Someone alerted the manager, and they called police.
What would you have done if he had come to your car and said, hey, do you want a TV for half price?
If I'd have looked in the box and it was the real TV, I probably would have bought it.
In the Walmart parking lot, even though you know that's probably not a good thing he was doing.
Yeah. It's not my responsibility. I don't know. I don't ask questions. Like at a garage sale, I don't ask where they got the stuff.
No, it's not a garage sale. That's at their house. he's at a Walmart where the price tag is still on the box.
Yeah. Hey, man, maybe he bought 3 and he's like, man, I'm just feeling nice. I'm going to give them away for free or I'm going to give them for half price. Maybe they're having a sale. Maybe they're defected. Maybe he bought the floor model. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to ask.
No, that.
Why would I ask? You don't ask questions, guys.
You do ask a lot of questions. I do, actually. Because if you have stolen property, you're in trouble. You can't have stolen property.
I didn't know it. I bought it.
I didn't know it is not a way to get out of it. Judge. I didn't know it, bro. About any crime.
I mean, I feel like the judge would accept that. Like, man, I don't know. The guy said.
The judge would say, you bought this in a Walmart parking lot? Like, from somebody that just walked out of the store and had a price tag on it? You didn't think something was fishy here?
No, sir, I didn't know.
I don't ask any questions.
I don't ask any questions. All right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
They had an emotional support pet at your dentist.
Oh, yeah. Our dentist has a dog. His name is Pee-wee. And
is it his dog, and that's just his excuse to have a dog up there?
Yeah.
But that makes more sense.
Everybody puts it in their lap. But you kind of have to ask for him because he's always there. And I, for years, I've gone and never used, taken advantage of this. And now I do, and it's amazing.
We have the same dentist.
Yeah, you need to ask for Pee-wee.
I'm okay. I like Pee-wee. But at first, when she told me this story, I didn't put it together that we have the same dentist. Mm-hmm. He's excellent. But I was like, this dentist just wants his dog up there, and he's saying it's an emotional. Pee-wee's awesome.
I mean, I would say the same thing,
and Pee-wee's small.
Yes.
So, okay. I get it.
He's so cute.
Did you like holding Pee-wee? I'm afraid I would, like, squeeze him. Like, a needle goes in, and I pop Pee-wee. You don't want to pop Pee-wee.
What is he, like a chihuahua?
No.
No, it's like some sort of, like, puggy bully.
Yeah,
dog.
Puggy. Little tiny, one of the smaller ones.
Like, I'd be like, oh, and I'm squeezing him because I'm getting stuck with a needle, and it, boop, his head pops off.
His eyeballs look like they're about to pop off.
They already look like that, too. Well, that makes sense. Speaking of emotional support, let me say this. I'm a big therapy guy. You know, it's changed my life. I didn't even know about therapy until I found out one day that we had insurance, and I'm from a small town in Arkansas. We weren't taught about therapy. So I started going, and it's changed my life. It's given me totally different perspective. And online therapy is awesome, too. There are times where I've talked to my therapist online. Online therapy is becoming way more common. Maybe you've thought about giving it a try, but you weren't sure on where or how to start. That's why BetterHelp makes the process easy. Eddie uses BetterHelp. Eddie, explain to me how you use it on a day-to-day basis.
So BetterHelp, you log in. It's like a website or an app, and you log in, and they hook you up with one therapist, and you schedule appointments with that therapist. Mine, I do it on Mondays, and you can do it from anywhere. It's virtual. The other day, I was driving. I was like, I'm not going to make this appointment. So I pulled over to a park. We did it all at a park.
In nature. Nice. Wow, you probably came out so.
Very therapeutic.
Yeah, such clarity. You know, we laugh, but we love it. Go to betterhelp.com/bones. Take the short quiz Eddie talked about, because what that does is helps you get matched to the right therapist. You schedule those weekly video, phone, or instant messaging sessions right from your own home. BetterHelp even offers financial aid to make sure therapy is accessible to everybody. Sign up at betterhelp.com/bones. Get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/bones for 10% off your first month. BetterHelp. It's awesome. That's it. See you tomorrow. Mitchell Tenpenny in. He demands redemption. He came in. His voice was blown last week. He'll be in to perform tomorrow. You guys have a great day. We'll see you then. Bye, everybody.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.